With Microsoft's recent release of Internet Explorer 8, there's been a lot of talk amongst the web design community over the scourge of all our lives, IE 6, and more specifically, when we can stop worrying about it. There's been a lot of sense talked in the last 5 or 6 months about how web designers should support IE 6. The likes of Jeremy Keefe and Annie Clark, particularly, have questioned what support actually means, and attitudes have moved away from a black and white approach to support to a much more pragmatic approach, where the emphasis is much more on designing websites where the content is accessible, the site functions, and it doesn't appear broken, and moved away from this notion of a design looking pixel perfect and identical in every single browser. And I must say, from my experience, when I take the time to explain this to my clients and explain that IE6 is 8 or 9 years old and modern browsers have moved on in leaps and bounds, that actually my clients respond very positively to this and with understanding. However, I must say the argument kind of falls on its head when you start using CSS-free selectors, because then the most modern and up-to-date browser of the lot, IE8, doesn't support them at all. However, my point is that it is our duty to be educating our clients on the issues of browser support and managing their expectations. However, it is not our role to take it upon ourselves to educate our clients' users. We all know that users are a fickle bunch and they don't need any encouraging to leave your website. And there's been a worrying trend recently of obtrusive messages, warnings and pop-up boxes alerting users that they're experiencing a downgraded experience because of the browser that they're using. It's fine to give them a watered-down experience and I think that makes a lot of sense, but don't tell them about it. That's only going to lead to them feeling alienated and in some way shortchanged. In an article last night on the website For a Beautiful Web, the article is called In Defense of IE6, written by Andy Clark. Andy created this analogy. He drew this picture of driving an old car, an old banger that you use 2 or 3 times a week to get from A to B. It does the job fine, you don't need to upgrade it. So why would you want to upgrade it? I have to say, the analogy is a bad analogy, because if I could upgrade to the newest car for free by clicking a button and waiting a few minutes, then I'd be on the Ferrari website now upgrading my car. However, Andy's point is valid, and that is the user's choice and it shouldn't be dictated to by others. Some people don't even get the choice. We all know that most IE6 users are corporate users, are locked in corporate networks and lockdown networks. And we've created lots of valid reasons why those networks are stuck to IE6. And these range from them being based on Windows 2000, or that they're using intranets or content management systems that are ancient and only work on IE6. These are all valid reasons, but I think there's another reason that is less discussed, and that is that there's absolutely no commercial benefit to upgrading. Why would a company want its staff to have an upgraded browsing experience? They're there to work, not surf the internet. So, in answer to the question, when can we stop worrying about IE6? I'm afraid, not yet. Despite IE8's arrival, I'm afraid there won't be one defining moment when we can all wake up in the morning and celebrate IE6 demise. It won't be that dramatic. I'm afraid it's just going to have to fizzle out, and we're going to have to let IE6 die its slow and painful death. And as agonising as it is for us to stand by and watch it and endure it, I'm afraid until IE6 is reduced to such a minimal statistic that it's not even worth talking about, I'm afraid we all have to live with it.